Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Friday, December 12th. We have great conversations ahead of us. We're going to share some more KFUO family stories. In our first segment, we're going to talk with two of our KFUO family members that have been a part of KFUO for quite some time. We're going to talk with Gary and Joni. You know those familiar voices around here. And we'll talk with more staff and family in the second half as well. We'll hear from Kip and Buzz. So stick around for more great conversations here on Faith and Family. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, for supporting this program. You can find out more about them in our sponsor section on KFUO.org. And while you're going to KFUO.org, looking for Concordia University, Wisconsin, the CUW logo there in the sponsor section. There are plenty of other things you can find there. Find out more about what's going on with our 90 years celebration, over 90 days, started back in November, going through the near the end of January, and coming up this Monday, December 15th, we have a special service for that. The 15th is actually the day that anniversary occurs on, and so we're going to have a special chapel service here at the International Center, open house, some fellowship and reception, tours of the station. Come check us out. Come visit us that day on Monday, December 15th, 10 a.m. for the chapel service, and up until 4 p.m. you can tour the studios and come visit with us. I would love to get to meet you and spend some time hearing about our listeners, hearing from you, our listeners, and meeting you face to face. Now, if you can't join us live here at the studios, you can also listen online for the chapel service on Monday at 10 a.m. Central. Hope you can be a part of it in that way if you can't be here in person. Well, joining me in studio this morning, two of can I say my favorite staff? No, I can't say that out loud. I didn't say that out loud. Two of the other people who put up with me here at Worldwide KFUO. Gary Duncan, Director of Operations, is that right? That's one of your titles.
That's the main title, Director of Operations. And as Director of Operations, first of all, you do a great job, Andy, but I have to correct you. You said the actual date was...
it's not Monday?
Well, the open house is Monday, but the actual date the station signed on was the 14th, December 14th, 1924.
Oh,
so Sunday is the actual anniversary date. And but of course we're doing the open house and we're
everything
doing our big
Monday
celebration. But you know, it's no biggie. But
and
as
see,
the
that's
operations
why,
director, I had to correct you.
And I appreciate that. That's what I like about you, Gary.
I'm straightforward.
Also joining us in studio today, Joni Harwell, Director of
everything.
Well, I was trying
Director
to...
of everything else that no one else is doing.
What's your official title?
It is manager of development and community relations.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just didn't say it.
Take out the trash and do whatever.
And also,
by the way, that can in my office is pretty full.
And please excuse me, I have a cold, but it's 'tis the season.
Well, caring is not sharing. So
yeah, that's right. That's
well, unfortunately, right. We can't share it over the air. So, but Joni also does, in addition to development and working with our sponsors and all those things. You also help us arrange guests for that special segment on His Time, all the special segment at the beginning of His Time, where we hear from our brothers and sisters around the synod, around the globe, helping us arrange
yes.
those guests, kind of the new of what's going on with Lutherans around the world, and you do.
Yeah,
a great
I try
job
to. Well, I try to focus on all the various organizations because I feel that a lot of people in Synod, as well as myself, were not aware of all these organizations mm-hmm. within the LCMS, recognized service organizations, missionaries, different people who are involved who are doing ministries in Synod. And we need to make that information available to our listeners
yeah.
so that they can prayerfully support them, maybe financially support them, but at least be aware that this is happening within their church body.
And I enjoy it. I get to meet so many different people. I enjoy the conversations. I hope listeners, you enjoy it as much as I do, getting to talk with different people every day on His Time. Now let's talk about operations, Gary. What does a operations director do at a station like Worldwide KFUO?
Basically, I keep an eye on all you guys and ladies, we do. Things like make sure all the production, when the production I'm talking about, the spots you hear mm-hmm. and some of the programs, oversee that department as well. Buzz pretty much manages the production department. But as the operations director, I have to oversee. Basically, here's the best way to describe it. The general manager throws the pieces on the table, like a puzzle, and mm-hmm. I have to put it together to make sure it all fits together nicely.
So. And to make sure that they sound nice and that they meet certain standards and
make
that
things,
and everything's
things are done,
done right.
on time. Yeah. Part of my job is to make sure that we follow the FCC guidelines. And another part of my job is traffic, and it's not like the reporting down on a helicopter above St. Louis. When I'm talking traffic, I'm talking about scheduling the programs, the program logs and the music logs. That all runs through my department.
I've been meaning to talk to you about the KFUO jet copter. Yeah. I think we've got enough room on the roof that we could probably land it on the roof. What do you think?
We might be able to here.
Wait, that is one of my stories. When I first started working for KFUO.
Should I make the helicopter noise?
I was the part-time receptionist, and I think it was like day two. And somebody called in and said, traffic department. And I said, we don't have a traffic department. Okay. I didn't know that's what it meant at that time.
Right.
And so I just told them, we don't have a traffic department. And I hung up.
Someone wanted to buy a spot on the FM, probably.
So, see, the lingo that we use in radio, in broadcasting, we use them all the time around here. But for somebody who's not familiar with radio, when we say a spot, that means that little 30 seconds to 60 seconds that you hear promoting an organization or a program, that little spot. And so we use
all kinds of terms, segues and stuff. Like, people look at us like, are you talking about little, mopeds or something?
Well, Joni, you mentioned when you first started here. How long have you been with Worldwide KFUO?
I started in 1987, November. Well, actually, I started in July of 1987, and part-time, and by November, I was full-time. And never expected to be here as long as I've been, but I'm thankful for having the opportunity to be here.
Now, you're going to make me do the math, aren't you?
27 years.
Okay, thanks.
I started in radio in 87, but I went to Tennessee as a country disc jockey.
I was married before you were born.
I was married then, too, and had kids. But, I don't know if you were married before I was born or not.
Right now, I have the longest history with KFUO. Jenny follows behind me within a few months. And
I'm probably the next in line.
I think you are.
I started here in 1993 part-time.
Yeah.
I worked about 3.5 years part-time before I went full-time, and I basically had to wait for somebody to retire. Because back then, nobody left.
Wow. Well, and that is true. I mean, usually people who come to work for KFUO are here for a long, long time. It's not a position that you leave. You usually... as I heard people saying yesterday, it's not that we are this perfect group of people. We have our ups and downs, but we do enjoy what we're doing. And we're very blessed to be in a position where what we're doing shares the gospel message every minute of every day.
There seems to be more of a purpose to it than other radio stations. And I've worked for quite a few. I've worked for rock stations, country stations, big band stations. I could go on. But there seems to be at least more of a purpose. It's almost like a calling. I actually look at it that way because it seems like everything that I learned leading up to this job made me the perfect candidate for the job I have, the things I've learned and the things I picked up along the way. So it was like I wanted to be this famous disc jockey. I watched the WKRP shows. I wanted to be like Johnny Fever, get on the radio. And I did that. I did the air shifts. I did morning shows. But it was like God said, I got a different plan for you, and you don't even know what it is yet,
Yeah.
And I get a phone call from Paul Clayton, who was working here, and he was my first program director in St. Louis at one of the rock stations. And then he moved on, and he calls me up out of the blue one day after... You know how secular radio is. You lose your job when they change formats. He knew I lost my job. He said, hey, I'm over at KFUO. And I said, who? Where? And I said, oh, the FM, Classic 99. He goes, no, I'm at KFUO AM. I said, never heard of it. He goes, oh, we need someone to do some production work. You're interested? It's part-time. I said, well, I'm not doing anything else. I'll do it for a while. And that was 20 years ago. So It was. God had a plan.
Right.
And you're so right. I hear what you're saying, and I can relate to that. It's Ephesians 2:10. You know, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the works that the good works that He has prepared in advance for us to do. And looking at how I came here too, that. I started in radio in 93 as well. I know you started here. You'd been in radio for a while, but I started in 93 in radio at a little small station here in Missouri.
Flat River, was it?
It was, mm-hmm. Down in Flat River. At the time, though, the city had just consolidated and become Park Hills, Missouri. So they right as I joined
the
staff,
big city.
They had to change the ID and everything on it because it was now Park Hills, Missouri. It was 104.3 KDBB, a little oldies format.
I did oldies too. Forgot about that.
did the oldies format for about a year as a part-timer. While I was in college, and then moved on to some other stations as well. But all those different experiences in different formats, and then getting to be here when the opportunity came up, and Liz, previous host of Faith and Family, moved on, mm-hmm. Made the connection here and went, oh, you have a background in family ministry and a background in radio. There aren't a lot of people
who have that.
Right.
And so I can see what you're saying
we saw your application and your resume, you were like the perfect candidate. So you're right. It is. It's God has plans for us.
Well, now you might change your mind, but
speaking of oldies, people don't know this about me, but I'm going to share a little secret. I do this voice exercise every time I sit down to record a promo or a piece of copy or do an air shift. I'll sit down. And I'll go, treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Thank you very much. To lower my voice, I do that. If you ever see me in there, that's what I'm doing.
You can't give away all our tricks. Can't give away all our secrets.
Every day. It's just the silliest thing I do, but I've been doing that since I worked on the oldie station. Love me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, actually, Gary and I, our offices are right next to each other, and he does do some other country singing once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of your, you all have been here, some of the longest staff that have been here. What are some of your favorite stories from being a part of the KFUO family over the years? Now, Joni, I don't know if you heard Sydney's story the other year, the other day about decorating out in the hallway with the Christmas lights.
Yeah, you
she
tripped
told
her on
one
purpose.
About the
I was
lights.
There. You know, and I heard Jenny's story too, and it seems like Sydney and Jenny fell into the same cabinet. Luckily, it was at different times. That would have been really odd.
I know. That's why I said I think that old building was a work hazard.
Yes, it was.
Oh, the building was, and Mary didn't get to share her story, so I'm going to share it today.
Oh, yeah.
She said, the one day, one of our former general managers came by, and he said, what are you doing? She was typing up the air conditioner vent, and she had her coat on because the air would just blow through. It was like an open window in our old building, and there was no way you could keep that air out. So she had her winter coat on, her hat on, and then she's taping up the air conditioner. That's how bad it was over there. Yeah. But it was fun to work there. Had some wonderful experiences, met some wonderful people. But I think for me, I've always gotten to read the letters from our listeners mm-hmm. and our supporters, and they are just so touching. I've always been very grateful to have that opportunity and to learn how much KFUO, the ministry of KFUO, means to the people who are listening to it. And you know, to realize that all of us have problems, all of us go through really rough times, but knowing that consistent Word of God is there, and therefore our listeners to hear, and as well as us, because mm-hmm. we need it too, that's always been a real important thing for me in my job. I've always been grateful to be able to do that.
Sure, and that you're right. It comes back to the Word. That's what gives us the hope to press on to do what we're given to do here.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So none of your stories involve tripping over Christmas lights?
No, but I do have another one about answering the telephone. And that was, again, somebody called one day and said, how do you spell Tchaikovsky? Again, it was an FM one. And I said, I don't know. I guess C-H-I something.
Tchaikovsky.
Well, then I find out later that it starts with a T. However, One of the people who worked for us later who had a degree in music said, actually, there are numerous ways to spell Tchaikovsky. And I thought, well, there you go. CHI was probably right. But I had no background, although my history was, as a family, KFUO. I grew up on KFUO. My family is from Perry County, as they all tease me. I'm a cousin to everybody who's listening. But so I grew up on KFUO. So I knew when I came to KFUO, I knew how KFUO worked, basically, because it had always been part of my life. And, you know, my grandmother would come and spend like 3 or 4 months with us every year. And faithfully, all of KFUO was on. Some of the pastors who would come and record from down in Perry County, they'd record in the morning, then they'd come to our house for a while, and then they'd go back to KFUO and record some more. So it was just in my blood, KFUO. Yeah.
And probably will be forever, huh?
Probably will be forever, right.
For the rest of your earthly life.
Well, it seems like it. I haven't retired yet.
You won't retire. Don't do that.
There's an ongoing, for those listening, there's an ongoing debate around here about when we'll allow Joni to retire.
Yes. She's had several dates and they're past. So.
Gary, some of your favorite stories or memories from being part of the KFUO family here?
Well, you know, I shared a lot of them already over this course of the 90-day celebration. I don't want to share the same stories. I do remember one time, though, where the program Living Jubilee with Diane Summers and Paul Clayton, where, you know, Paul always carried his union card for meat cutter. He was his dad owned a butcher shop when he was a kid. So Paul was a union meat cutter from day one. Even when I met him back at the rock station, he still would cut meat on the side. Well, he had... I don't know if it was the meat union or somebody was in there and he cut meat up on the air. And I said, Paul, they can't see it. When he was telling me about it, somehow he finagled to get the news crew out there of one of the morning TV shows that kept going to him. And so he was on KFUO cutting up this chicken or I don't remember what he was cutting up, but he's cutting meat up in the studio and it's being filmed on TV. So it's like, okay, I guess he worked it out, but I couldn't imagine how would you describe cutting meat on the radio, but he worked it out. And Paul was good at that. Paul always came up smelling like a rose no matter what he did.
Yeah, you know? He did.
What he did.
You're right.
And he is still a very creative person. Right.
So. Here I was all excited with our first cooking demonstration next week on Faith and Family, and that's already been...
That's been done.
Oh, one of my favorite was the guy from Edie's Ice Cream.
Oh,
he would come in every summer, and he'd bring like... 7 half gallons of ice
cream.
We
love this guy.
And on
get
the air, on I'd be on with Diane Summers. On the air, we would have to sample all 7. It was really rough.
That sounds difficult.
Tough job. You had to do it.
That sounds painful. Yeah, very difficult.
Now, in the old building, also, you had a flight of stairs at each side of the hallway, so you could never find anybody because...
It was like a circle?
Yeah, you'd say, I'm going to go up and talk to so-and-so. You'd walk up the back stairs while they were probably walking down the front stairs, and you'd go, well, where they are? And it'd be like...
And there were three floors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so we finally just figured it out. Just try to call them. If you can't call them, can't page
yell
them.
Through the hall.
Just forget it because you're not going to find them. And sometimes you would find them and they would be napping under their desk. I won't say who, but occasionally I've got people. And I know, put it this way, folks, we worked hard and people worked long hours, so it wasn't a bad thing for them to take a little nap under their desk.
Right.
It was just funny when you'd walk by and go, I thought he was, and he'd go, oh. He's napping. I'll leave him alone.
Well, that's the thing about radio is the hours are sometimes weird hours. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes your morning might start at 4 or 5 in the morning, and so you're ending your day at like 2 or 3. But you know, sometimes just out of necessity, you might start at 4 or 5, but you might still be going until 5 or 6 in the evening as well.
It's kind of like we're not going to eat lunch today, but I am going to crawl under my desk and take a half hour nap.
You know, and I want to make sure that we mentioned John Fisher, who was our engineer for over 50 years.
And wow.
What a great guy. I mean, John was there when I started. John left while I was still working there. But I just enjoyed John Fisher so much. And he was a great engineer. He was he's an ice skater. We weren't able to get a hold of him. I tried to call his home and a couple of other places. But John, if you're listening... We so much appreciate all that you've done for KFUO. Another one was John Powers, who came and worked for us. John always had wonderful stories to tell. We had a great time. He'd come in the morning, and John would visit with you, and he'd do the handyman jobs all around. Just great people that we've worked through with through the years.
Johnny Bradford, Jim Carl. Right. Many. I the problem is you start naming them, you can't name them all.
And the importance of having a good engineer makes the difference between whether or not you're on the air.
Right. Yes, that's a very important position.
You know, then John started as the, he was in the Navy.
I think
it was the Navy, or he was in the military, and he that got his radio training there. But he started at KFUO in 1960. That was the year I was born. I remember getting a kick out of that, saying, "John, you know, you started here when I was born. I was a baby, and you were working here." You know, so
remember Frank Spitz was there also
Frank Spitz,
as assistant.
That's the guy. I had to wait for him to retire before I got his position. I didn't get his position. They recreated a position, but at that time, you know, you had a limited number of staff that you could afford, and you had to wait for one to leave. And when John, Frank retired, is when I've got. When I went full time.
You know, and also Don Matzett, who started Issues, etc. Don was, loved how he taught law and gospel. He really had so many followers. But Don also knew that, you know, with followers, you could become too puffed up. So he would always say, and I just want you all to know that when I go home at night, my wife says, "Take out the garbage, Don."
His biggest show was when he asked someone, the most phone calls he ever got, he asked somebody to name his dog. He had a new dog and didn't know what to call it. He said, "Can someone help me name my dog?" And every phone line went up and rang for like a half hour straight. People were naming his dogs for days.
Well, with just about a half a minute left, anything else you want to share with our listeners as we wrap up our conversations today?
I want to tell all the listeners that we love you. We thank you for being partners with us, and it's a family between us. It's a family between our listeners and the family between other underwriters as well. So just from my heart to yours, just thank you very much, and we love you here at KFUO.
Right.
Thanks. Joni, anything else?
Remember, this is our 90th anniversary. We would love for you to join us on Monday for the chapel service at 10 o'clock, followed by a reception. And then if you want to look around at the studios, we'd love to have you come and join us.
Please do. Please do. Well, thank you both for being my guest today. Joni Harwell, Gary Duncan, thanks for being my guest on Faith and Family today.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, a little message from one of our missionaries. Little holiday greetings, Christmas greetings, Advent greetings from one of our missionaries. Stick around for that. And we're going to talk with Kip and Buzz right here on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Do your kids think promoting sexual abstinence until marriage is cheesy and impossible? Both research and experience shows parents have a profound impact on whether or not their teens avoid premarital sex. Now you've got a good tool to help back you up. The Silver Ring Thing is a hip and cool event to reinforce what you're telling your children. It effectively counters the everybody's doing it mentality and helps equip teens to say no to sex before marriage. And they do it in a way that relates to teens who are being bombarded by sexual content on the internet, TV, movies, and radio. It's everywhere. I've seen too many teens make poor choices that have led to even more heartache and problems. Learn more by visiting today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
This is the newly born radio station, KFUO. Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Savior who died for you and rose from the dead has overcome everything that would discourage you. He lives to give you His eternal hope. To those broken, He comes with an unbreakable grace and love. In Him alone, the broken can become unbroken.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Vesele Vanatse, Merry Christmas from Denise Schlosselman, serving in Karvina, Czech Republic. Now you may have heard of Prague, but might be wondering, where is Karvina? Karvina is located in the northeast corner of the Czech Republic near the border with Poland. In fact, the Polish border is only about 2 miles from my apartment. I hope that you're having a wonderful Advent season, preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus and anticipating His return. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas here in the Czech Republic too. Last Sunday was the tree lighting ceremony. They lit a beautiful Christmas tree in the town square. All around Karvina, you can see decorations, lights, and other Christmas things. In the city center, there's a Christmas market where you can buy Christmas items and yummy food. I want to greet all my family in the St. Louis area who might be listening to this on a real radio. To my dad and Amy in St. Peter's, to my sister Jen and my brother-in-law Rob in Baldwin, Missouri, and their 4 children, Rachel, Sarah, Miriam, and Caleb, and to my brother Randall and my sister-in-law Dawn in Arnold, Missouri, and their 3 children, Cameron, Zachary, and Kate. I also want to send greetings to my family in Concordia, Missouri, and my family elsewhere. Thank you for all your support. I am also thankful for the support of my friends, for the friends in Warrenton, my sending congregation, and to my friends where I grew up, and friends that I met in college and other places. Thank you so much for your support. Your prayers mean so much to me. It is so good to know that I have the support of many people. It is especially good at this time of year to know that even though I am far away from many of my friends, God is with me and He has given me a special group of people to bless me through the year. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas and an amazing new year.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is a good celebration this week, and for a few more weeks, we are celebrating 90 years of telling the good news of Jesus Christ on Worldwide KFUO. Today, we are telling family stories, KFUO family stories, being a part of the KFUO family. Joining me in studio today, our production staff, our new staff, we've got Buzz Ulrich. Buzz, what's your official title?
Production coordinator, I guess.
Coordinator. Well, welcome to Faith and Family. Welcome back to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you very much.
Also joining us in studio, Kip Allen, not too long ago on Faith and Family, co-host with me here. Kip, and you are production, and you coordinate all the stories for World Lutheran News as well.
That's correct.
Do you have an official title?
Flunky. No, I'm the producer and host for World Lutheran News Digest, and I do production work with syndicated programming.
We should just call everybody people and not even have titles, because we all do so many different things here at Worldwide KFUO, wearing many different hats. Well, let's see. Buzz, how long have you been at Worldwide KFUO?
It has officially been more than 10 years.
More than 10 years, officially.
Yeah.
And what are some of the different hats you've owned? Mostly production over the years, though, right?
Mostly production. I started off as a weekend producer and board op and host for programs, primarily at the point that I came in on Sunday mornings. It wasn't too much longer after I first started that I was doing some occasional Saturdays, and then for several years, Saturday and Sunday mornings, and then added a few, couple of weekdays in there as well.
That's where we all, everybody who's worked in radio has had a weekend shift.
Yeah.
Right?
I still do.
You still do?
Yes, he does.
And weekends are the fun times. It's kind of, it's more chill in the building, no, more relaxed and quiet anywhere you work, any radio station on the weekends. Right, Kip?
It can be.
Or do you keep it lively here?
No. Actually, I do a lot of reading. It's interesting. We've got some good programming on the weekend. A lot of children's programming on Saturday, which I really enjoy. The old time radio dramas, and of course, World Lutheran News Digest at 9:30 every Saturday, and then we do church services and Bible study on Sunday. So those are very informative for me.
You mentioned World Lutheran News Digest, which is one of your main responsibilities here. What is at the heart of World Lutheran News Digest? What is it all about?
It is about worldwide stories, or things that will have. It's a news magazine, really, of interest to Lutherans worldwide. Not just a local focus, but, well, for example, I've just interviewed a Ukrainian priest, pastor, about the situation in Ukraine now, where, you know, what are Ukrainian Lutherans doing with the annexation of the Crimea, you know, where the church will split there. Things along that line. I also, this coming up this weekend, will be with Eric Lundstrom, who's our is the official photographer for the Missouri Synod, and he just returned from Madagascar and had some fascinating stories about that.
Eric always brings some great stories via photos, so, you know, when he always brings those images back. Now, you came to us, you have a very strong journalism background, which is a benefit to us here at Worldwide KFUO. How long have you been at Worldwide KFUO?
About 2 years now.
2 years, and a lot of emphasis on news. Tell us about your background. There are some trophies on your desk that there's a story behind when it comes to journalism, right?
Well, yeah, I've I spent about 30 years of my career out in California, and one of the big Southern California Radio and Television News Directors Association, Radio News, RTNA, I forgot about it. their big award every year is for what they call the Golden Mike Awards. And I have three awards actually on my desk, although I've actually earned five awards over my life.
You auctioned off the other two on eBay?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, look, you know, when you're in this business, you know, you need money. But these three were, two of them were for investigative reporting, and one was for in-depth reporting.
How did that background serve you in what you do now? How does that experience and that background serve in the work that you do now here at Worldwide KFUO?
It does in two ways. One is that most of my career was spent in radio, so I've got a pretty solid radio background. The other is in looking for, as I said, news stories of interest to Lutherans. You got to be able to have the scent for news.
Yeah.
And a significant portion of my day is spent just looking for news stories for things that I think will be of interest to Lutherans.
What is good? You said the scent of a news story. What does a good news story smell like?
If you have to ask, you don't know.
now, Buzz, yeah. you came to Worldwide KFUO over 10 years ago, working in production, doing the weekend shifts, and now managing a lot of production here. What's your background coming to KFUO? We were just talking with Gary and all the various stations he's worked at.
Well, personal history started with music industry. I'm a musician, and I think most people that hear the station, if I talk about something personally, it's usually because, for example, this Saturday, I'll spend much of my day with the Alton Symphony Orchestra. We've got a couple of concerts, including one Saturday night, and that was kind of the focus as I grew up. Always a KFUO listener, listened to both AM and FM in the time when I was growing up. Felt like I always was invited into the KFUO family as a kid. And in the middle 1980s, a friend of mine who is a musician started broadcasting, and he brought some of us in to do that. And it stuck with me, and I stuck with it. And not long after I was in broadcasting, I met a couple of KFUO staffers who were people that I grew up listening to on the radio. And in fact, I'd like to share this as a memory. In the middle 1980s with my parents and I in the Letter Carriers band in St. Louis, two people that I listened to habitually on the weekends at KFUO were Linwood Smith and Herb Freer. And they came into the band. Linwood took over from my dad as the director of the band, and Herb sat and played trombone next to me in the band. Mm-hmm. Two men that I grew up listening to on here, and Linwood had done Sunday nights on the air for many, many years on the AM and on the FM, and Herb did news and other programs periodically through the weekend as well. And this was one of those first introductions to getting to know the people at KFUO back in, I guess, about 1985 or six. So I got to know them, and then not too long after that, I worked overnight in a radio station in St. Louis, and the overnight personalities all got together, kind of like a family. This is Faith and Family. We kind of got together like a family.
I know, yep, because been there.
If you worked overnights, they were really the only friends you had. You called each other up. You got phone calls from listeners, but you called each other up and said, hey, what's going on there? Well, this. You'd get together over breakfast some morning, and that's what we did. And I met some of the people that worked on the air on KFUO FM at that point. Tom Sudholt was the first mm-hmm. one I met. And it wasn't too long after that I got to know some of the other people. And it was still many years off for me being here, but at the point in between those times, I applied for work here and didn't get the job. It's okay. It's okay. Somebody else got a job, and yeah. And it was good.
We know what that's like.
Right. And as it turns out, Gary Duncan and I have known each other for a very long time, and Paul Clayton and I did know each other from the late 1980s. And at some point back about 15, 16 years ago, they needed someone to work the weekends. And Gary called me up. Do you know anybody? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I have a friend. And I had a friend who needed, he had worked with me and he'd lost his job. And I said, this guy would work out very well at KFUO. I know he would. And that would be Tony Hicks, who worked the weekends for quite a number of years until his health failed him. And they went through trying to keep Sunday mornings affixed on somebody, but they couldn't find anybody. And one day, 10 plus years ago, I happened to be that next person that called up Gary, said, you still have that Sunday morning opening?
That's the tough thing about a Christian station, a Christian broadcasting station, is nobody wants to work Sunday mornings.
Right. So I ended up in KFUO. Shortly after that phone call, they still had not filled the Sunday morning position permanently, and I ended up with a job that Tony'd had, and then met a lot of people along the way, and it just felt immediately like I was involved in a wonderful place, a family, the ministry itself just, it appealed to me. And in fact, part of what I can say is I'm wearing a Kip. You can see what it says.
St. Luke's Panthers, yeah. 0607.
Yeah, my daughter was going to what was then St. Luke's Lutheran School in the city of St. Louis at Taft, Alaska. And I remember calling up at getting that job. And I came into Pastor David one day and said, you know what? I just got hired on at KFUO. Really? I said, see all those Bible studies that you're teaching us? It's helped.
It's funny.
So Sunday mornings, and now Kip, you are our Sunday morning guy here.
Yes, yes, I am.
Keeping all the programs running and announcing the programs and the music going on. And you're right, there is something unique about being the weekend person, the overnight person. There's something fun about it. It's just kind of a different environment than what it's like. Now, Kip, you're here during the week, too.
That's true.
And on the weekends. Is it different around here?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. The weekends, I'm normally here by myself, with exception of Concord Matters on Saturday, which is a fun program. I really enjoy listening to them debating about the about the very basic documents of Lutheranism. But you know, during the week, we're kind of a madhouse.
It's a busy place around here. Yeah,
it is a very busy place, and you know, you run into bump into Matt Harrison in the hall, or Buzz Ulrich, or you know, all sorts of things happen here, and it's intriguing to the number of people who come here from around the country or from out of the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you know, you'll run into missionaries from every part of the world here, and it's a fascinating place.
That is one of the neat things about being here at the International Center is the international missionaries that come home for a reconnect and getting to hear them. The folks over in Office of International Mission are gracious and share with us when those reconnects are happening, and so we have that opportunity to go hear from those missionaries firsthand, which is nice because then we get to share their story.
Yeah.
On some of our programs here, which is kind of cool as well.
Yeah, well, you and I have both shared missionaries, both with Faith and Family and World Lutheran News Digest.
Yeah. And on his time as well, we've had some missionary stories on there as well. And speaking of right outside the window, one of our international missionaries returning home too, from the Reverend Tom Christ, missionary to Singapore. Standing right outside the window. It is about to get really crowded out there in about probably 20 seconds. Yeah. The rest of the international staff will be coming through here in just a little bit for the annual staff Christmas party, and lots of stories will be shared there as well. Now, any other stories Buzz, you've been here longer. Do you have other stories from being part of the KFUO family memories that come to mind today?
I start with the various people, and since I've been here 10 years, obviously I've worked with a number of people, both AM and the FM station when we had it here at 85 Founders Lane. And I start with, I guess, the first person who trained me outside of Gary Duncan, and that was someone who you might hear occasionally on the air on Issues, etc., Craig Feichinger. He and Lance Lancaster helped train me on the weekends. Those two guys did Saturdays. I think Lance normally did the morning and Craig did the afternoon. And I believe that probably within a month of my having been on the staff here, they each needed a day off. So I ended up working a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon and a Sunday morning almost immediately. And they gave me a lot of hints about what would go on as far as the production work and as far as what the listeners might expect of me and what the other people on the staff did. And it was a very good introduction into the inside, and felt, I guess, relating this way, like family members telling me, here's what goes on here. It's I guess I kind of felt like the brother-in-law being brought into the family. So those guys helped me out. And along the way, of course, I know I heard Gary and Joni talking about our engineer, John Fisher.
Yeah.
Another person I met almost immediately, because he would come in on the weekend and he would do some work because it would be less crowded. And since there's only one or two of us in the station at any point in time during the days, he'd come in and do some work, and I would occasionally get a chance to help him out. Same thing with another person they mentioned last half hour, John Powers, who would come in and do a lot of work around the building. And occasionally, if something was going on, he needed an extra pair of hands. If I was in the middle of especially a Saturday morning early on with one of the children's programs, it'd be easy enough to walk away for 5 minutes and help him out. And at that point, when I came in, of course, we had a full FM staff. And I had known a couple of the members of the FM staff for a long, long time. My parents and Bob Armbruster's parents were in an organization together for a long, long time. So I'd actually known him since I was a very young child. Ron Clem was actually the person that interviewed me and then didn't get a job from him at the FM back in 1985, I guess it would have been. John Clayton, Dick Wobby, Tom Sudholt, Jim Connett, Charlie McDonald, Monica Seneca Palmer, Doug Shelton, Jim Althoff, all these people that were on the FM at points in time since then have all been friends away from here. And I do occasionally get to see some of them, although I will say Monica lives in central Missouri. I don't get to really see her much. But it is fun to look back at the many, many faces that inhabited our studios and think such wonderful thoughts about their part in the history of KFUO and what it means to have been in a position that the Lord put us in to spread the good news.
Now, Kip, I know you and I are close in the amount of time that we've been here. You said about 2 years, is that right?
That's true. Something I should mention, though, although I've been out in California for a long time, I actually grew up here at St. Louis. I went to Lindbergh High School, and my father was the news director and chief anchor for KMOX Television, which is now KMOV, Spencer Allen. I'm sure some of the older listeners will probably remember him. And of course, I was raised Lutheran, and I grew up listening to KFUO. And so between that and, you know, my dad with the news business, it sort of fell into place. I resisted it for a long time, mind you, but...
And so you were out in California for many years and then came back here to St. Louis and...
Well, what had happened was I was married, and my wife passed away. And said, you know, why am I still in California? I don't like this place. I'm a Midwesterner. So I went out. My brother lived in New Mexico. And so I stayed with him for a month or two and started looking for work in St. Louis. And golly, I found this KFUO was actually looking for someone. So I called Gary Duncan out of the blue. And when I relocated to St. Louis, I interviewed with Gary and... got work on a contract basis, then started working part-time, and now here I am full-time. And it was just, everything just happened the way it was supposed to. And it was just, it was amazing. And you know, I'm back where I started, where I want to be. I'm doing the type of work I want to be doing. It's truly amazing how God works.
Now, you have an interesting history. You mentioned you grew up here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I know you two fellows were looking at, the other day, some artifacts that are quite interesting. Oh, yeah. And I wanted to share that with our listeners. What did you bring with you today?
These are two medallions. They are Lutheran medallions going back to the 1860s. Not to name drop, but I will anyway. My great-great-grandfather's Friedrich Winneken, who was the co-founder of the Synod with Carl Walther. And so we have a lot of artifacts of the family back from those days. My parents passed away a number of years ago, and my older brother, has become the keeper of the treasure, so to speak. And he's just now moving into a new house. And he's stumbling across all these old Lutheran things. And so he's sending them to me, and I'm going to be donating them to the Lutheran Historical Institute with Daniel Harmelink.
Oh, very good. Concordia, yeah. CHI, Concordia Historical Institute. And so what is significant? What is on these medallions? What were they used for?
You know, I wish I knew. They're in German, and I'm afraid I don't speak German very well. But for example, this one definitely shows, what am I looking at here? Okay, this is the one from 1867, and it shows an image of all things, Luther and the Pope. You figure that one out. And this other one, I'm not entirely sure, although I noticed the inscription on it from 1868 shows crossed rifles and mention of Vienna. So I'm not entirely sure. Well, I'm sure that Dan Harmelick will be able to sure. define those.
So you have, as you mentioned earlier, some heritage here going back to Winneken. Mm-hmm. There's even a room here at the International Center named Winneken, named after your ancestor.
That's true. Yeah, here's my great-great-grandfather, and then my great-grandfather was Heinrich Winneken, Henry Winneken. And then my grandfather was Emil Steger, who married a Winneken girl, and Emil was a pastor as well. And then, of course, there's my dad. Now, one thing we had in the family that was kind of interesting, I thought, is we had a family tradition where the eldest daughter was always named Conradine.
Huh.
And so my great grandmother, Henry's wife, that was Conradine Winneken, and the family called her Grossy, or the great one, the grandmother. And then my grandmother was also Conradine, and she married Emil Steger, and we called her Cunny, but it was C-O-N-N-Y. And then my mother was also Conradine. She hated the name with a passion and always called herself Dean Allen.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting family tradition.
Yeah. Well, neither my brother had no daughters, and I have no children, so the tradition will probably die with us.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, Buzz, I noticed you were looking at the medallions as well, with a little bit, some German background. Do you find anything interesting about them?
Well, it's interesting because I look at it and I can tell you the years on them, just like Kip can, but. Which is what I think, 1867 and 1868 medallions. However, not having been able to see every last letter properly on these, I can't get a good translation on them. Maybe once Concordia Historical Institute takes a look, they can look at it a little more detail. Yeah. They may have something that can uncover the letters better.
Yeah. I suspect these medallions actually came from Friedrich himself, given the date. I was thinking originally they might have been Henry, but Henry was fairly young in the 1860s, so it may well have been Friedrich. He was still active and preaching then.
Very interesting. Well, I'm curious to hear what Concordia Historical Institute has to say when they see them and what they find out, what they might learn about them as well. That'll be quite interesting. Maybe we'll have to revisit that on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Share that story. Well, with just about a little under about a minute left, any greetings or anything you would like to share with our listeners as we wrap up our time together today?
Yes, I have one that I do want to share, a personal note, if I may. I mentioned I am a widower, but there's a lady who has taught me how to smile again by the name of Holly, and her birthday is tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday, Holly.
Aw.
Absolutely.
Well, give my greetings to her as well. She is I've had the privilege to meet her. She's very sweet. Buzz, any special greetings, anything as we close out our program today?
No, I think everybody knows that I greet everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. That's pretty much that. But no, something that we all share, and that would be the family issue here. So we're on faith and family. Mm-hmm. Kip and I especially have had a chance to, over the last decade, listen to what comments we get about the programs that we have on Saturdays and Sundays. And I think it's worth noting that KFUO programming on Saturdays and Sundays, in addition to the week, really does bring entire families together. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, children and the fact that we aim towards them on Saturday mornings, having the programs that we have there, as well as on Sunday with a couple of live worship broadcasts and a Bible class that are on the air. It does play to the mm-hmm. entire family, and
indeed
for everybody in the world. That's why we're worldwide KFUO.
Right. Great point. The programming, not many places can you find a programming that's appropriate for the whole family and that the whole family can enjoy together. And you can certainly do that here on the weekend, Saturday morning. Some good old fashioned radio fun for kids and
indeed.
Families. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being my guest. Buzz Ulrich, thanks for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
And Kip Allen, thanks for being my guest today.
Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with Pastor William Whedon. So study God's Word right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, celebrating 90 years of telling the good news of Jesus Christ.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.